We're visiting with Emporia I head football coach Caden Glinsman here on the Area Coach's Corner. And coach, I know the mistakes continue to happen, but it's still a learning process. What positives did you like from Friday night?
You know, I did think we did some things differently, and I think we did them well. You know, I think when we get this thing rolling, we're going to be able to install new offenses, you know, a version of our offense every single week with little bitty tweaks. And I think the guys bought into that this past week. You know, we had a specific game plan for Salina Central, and some of those things we executed well, and others we really didn't. But at the same time, I feel like, you know, they bought into the preparedness, and you know, I think that we're going to roll that into Topeka, and we've got a game plan for them as well.
How do you feel like, you know, having a strong week of practice last weekend, knowing the result didn't go your way, how does that kind of build into this week?
Well, I think that the kids understand that it is a process, and Salina Central is a very talented team. You know, we kind of ran into a little bit of a buzzsaw there, you know, especially on the offense and defensive lines. Like they controlled the game, I thought, you know, from the trenches. And we're just going to continue to get better. You know, I think with shuffling around our offensive line and our defensive line is going to help in the long run. You know, and we may see the fruits of that labor here in a couple of weeks or maybe in a couple of years, but we're going to get after it. And, you know, we're really excited about this week. And, you know, our JV and our freshman team are there now playing Salina Central's you know, sub varsity, and we're just looking forward to getting those guys back and having a great week of practice.
I guess can you tell me, maybe I know some of the guys that we have talked about, like a Sheldon Stewart or a Cooper Reck or a Calvin Seeley or even a Ryland Crowell. Was there anyone else that maybe kind of stood out to you that may have done some good things for you on Friday night?
Well, I think, you know, what stands out to me, I think Kyler Worrell, you know, plays extremely hard, you know, being a guy who is new to the defense and the defensive system, I think he's got a lot on his shoulders. And, you know, I think, you know, playing hard fixes stuff, and he does a really good job with that. You know, I think our interior linebackers played much better. Pittman and Brody Telfer, you know, they both did a great job. I think at least a better job, you know, and we want those guys are going to have to be successful for our defense to be successful. And I think, you know, when this whole thing's really rolling, you know, those positions are going to be positions that we can lean on, and those guys are super young, and they're still getting into the flow of things, and Coach Atkins has done a great job with those guys, and you know, there's still a lot, long ways left yet to go.
We're visiting with Emporia I head football coach Caden Glinsman here on the Area Coach's Corner. And Coach, Topeka High, there's a lot to be built up on this week. The Emporia High team hasn't beaten Topeka High, I think it's been over 10 years. I have to go back and look, let you know later this week too when I go look at my notes. But Topeka High is a winless team right now. They played Manhattan, Mays, and last week they played Liberal in Topeka. They got the BJ Kennedy kid who's a monster at defensive end, probably getting looked at by some Division Ones, and the Kincaid kid, he had 200 yards of all-purpose, and he had a couple of touchdowns last year as well. But what stands out about this Topeka High team?
Yeah, well, it's not about X's and O's necessarily. It's about Jimmys and Joes, and so that, you know, they've got a couple of players that you know, they're going to definitely play at the next level. Number one, number 21, they both do a great job. That defensive end special, and so I understand why he's got half a dozen, you know, FBS offers. He's a pretty special kid. Number 21's very explosive. You know, I'm worried about him, you know, playing free safety, but our defense is also worried about him, you know, getting the ball on offense. And so he's definitely a guy that can stretch the field, and like I said, is very explosive. But, you know, we've got a game plan for him, so we'll see how it goes, and try to get our kids coached up and get some adjustments taken care of, and yeah, just looking forward to like I said, a great week of practice.
Coach, appreciate the time as always. Best of luck on Friday night. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you, sir.
As Emporia I head football coach Caden Glinsman joining us here on the Area Coaches Corner, brought to you by Next Tech Wireless and Miller Granite on KVOE Live and Local.